Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday.
Here we are.
That's right. And I'm excited about Monday because I know most time we're excited about Friday, the weekend's coming up, but it's Monday and I'm going to be excited about Monday.
You know what? I like to pretend this day doesn't exist, but today I choose to acknowledge it, accept it for what it is.
Yeah.
Embrace it. And then dominate it.
Let's go. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is the week of Valentine's Day. Love is in the air.
If you're looking for an amazing place to spend Valentine's Day, you've been thinking about what to do with your wife for Valentine's Day yet, Pastor Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got a great suggestion for you.
Okay.
Wednesday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'll see you at church.
That's right. Going to church.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. And I'm excited because with our teenagers, actually, we're having a massive Valentine's party. Everybody's dressing up classy. We got this awesome, like, photo booth, chocolate fountain, fun drinks. Like, it's going to be like, I'm actually pretty pumped about our Valentine's Day at church. It's going to be awesome.
That sounds awesome. I mean, chocolate fountain is right up my alley.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, this week, love's in the air, and we decided what a better time to dive into how to live a kingdom marriage than the week of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, title of message is Kingdom Marriage, and I had the privilege of preaching this message. Me and my wife studied this out, put a great message together, then one of our kids gets sick, mm-hmm. and she's got to stay home with the kids. So I end up preaching this message by myself.
Yeah.
And I hope I did her part justice. I kind of jokingly said at the beginning of this message, I think some of her jokes that I'm going to say are going to sound sexist.
Right.
And really, a lot of the points I'll preach this week come from a female perspective, but I had to tweak them, rework them a bit, and edit a little bit of the message to make it come from my male voice a little bit more.
Right.
And it was a great message to preach. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So let's go ahead right now. Let's dive in.
Amen, amen, amen. Grab your seats this morning. Grab your seats. It's just a beautiful day, isn't it? A wonderful day. Amen. And my wife and I are going to be preaching this morning, and Charlie is sick. Our daughter is sick, and she's been sick for, I think, maybe going on day 5 now. So it was a little bit of a broken chain in the system, so to speak, as we went throughout our weekend experience. And so I'm preaching by myself today. We're actually talking about marriage and relationships. And so when I tell her jokes, it's going to sound really sexist, okay? But I got to do it. It's in the notes. And so I feel like we do have a great message. The title of my message this morning is called Kingdom Marriage. And I got to thank Tony Evans, who is a wonderful preacher and teacher on marriage. Most of our information came from him, and we learned a lot from him, and I'm excited to preach this to you. And a lot of our information just come from our own marriage as well, so a little bit of both. But a lot of times people are looking for the ideal marriage, and then it turns into an ordeal, and then they're looking for a new deal, all right? And I don't know where you're at right now in your journey. Maybe you're looking for the ideal. Maybe it's becoming an ordeal. Maybe you're looking for a new deal today. I don't know. But that kind of sums up marriage a little bit in our society, if you think about it. You know, I was told growing up, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes some babies in the baby carriage. You know, dads, we're like backup quarterbacks. Very necessary. But when we get in the game, it is very scary. Now I'm going to tell Jen's joke. I'm not worried about my husband talking to women. I'm worried about my husband talking to Mike on Facebook Marketplace about a good deal on an RV. Right, women? You know, the reason that women and children are evacuated first is so that men can figure out a plan in silence. Don't get mad at me. I once gave my husband the silent treatment for a week. At the end of the week, he declared, "Hey, we're getting along pretty good lately." You know, God created marriage. He created Adam and Eve, and he officiated the very first wedding, and it kind of went wild and bad right from the very beginning. And I was reading my Bible last month, just kind of going through Genesis, actually, and I was just reading, and Genesis 4:19 stood out to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're four chapters into humanity, and something has gone wrong with the covenant of marriage. Let me read to you this very simple verse found in Genesis 4, verse 19. It says, Lamech married two women. The first was Ada, and the second was Zillah. This was never the intention of marriage. But man, right from the very beginning, one of the generations has miscued this marriage relationship and has married two women. Our marriages are a product of the sin of Adam and Eve. A bit broken, can be very difficult. There's strife between the husband and wife. As a matter of fact, that's actually one of the curses that is put upon us because of the sin of Adam and Eve. Is that there is an enmity and a divide against husband and wife. We were created to be together. The woman was simply created to be a wonderful helper for the man. And that's really been skewed right from the very beginning. Tony Evans has a wonderful definition of what he describes something called a kingdom marriage, which is the title of the message today. A kingdom marriage is a covenantal union between husband and wife who commit themselves to function in unison under divine authority in order to replicate God's image and expand his rule in the world through the individual calling. We're going to unfold most of that this morning as we go. And I really want to burst your bubble this morning when it comes to marriage, because God did not design marriage for you to be a happy person. He designed marriage for a power couple to have an impact on the kingdom of God, something positive for the kingdom of God. But what we do as human beings is we flip the purpose. We think purpose of marriage is happiness, but it's not. The purpose of marriage is kingdom advancement, and the fruit of that is happiness. If your pursuit is happiness, your purpose is happiness, then you'll make bad decisions along the way for you to be happy. If your purpose is kingdom advancement, there is fruit from that design and that goal and that covenantal purpose to your marriage. One of the fruits is happiness, which is wonderful for all of us to experience. So what's the purpose to your marriage? What's your covenantal kingdom purpose for your marriage? Your marriage has what we like to call sometimes a spiritual issue and not really a personal issue. If we ever figure out how to work together as a married couple and unify under God, then we can be unstoppable in the kingdom. And Satan knows this. So he works overtime to split us up, to disrupt love, to disrupt a purpose, to bring disunity and arguments and fussy and fighting. He works overtime if you have unified together to become a kingdom purpose, kingdom kind of marriage. And I'm telling you, you don't have a personal issue within your marriage. You've got a spiritual issue within your marriage. There's a story of a father who bought his son a bicycle for Christmas. And he was, or so thought, he was pretty good at putting things together. And so with pride, he opened the bicycle and it was all in a bunch of pieces. And he, full of pride, said, "I can figure out how to put together this bike without the manual or the instructions." This is a true story. And 8 hours later, all he had put together was the handlebars. His wife comes into the garage and says, "Honey, maybe, just maybe, the person who designed the bicycle knows how to put the bicycle together. Why don't you just read the instructions?" And 45 minutes later, the bike was completely put together after reading the instructions.
Oh, I love that story so much. It reminds me, I was a kid. My parents had just bought a brand new piece of property. We were out exploring. It was like 20 acres. And me and my siblings found this tool. We had never seen anything like it before. It was kind of like a shovel. But it was, it wasn't like a solid piece of metal. It was like a shovel that was almost like a, like with a cage on the end, kind of. And we thought it was really cool and we thought it would be great for catching frogs in the pond. And, it worked pretty good. You know, a net would have worked better for catching frogs, but this random tool we found did the job. We caught some frogs with it. And then one day someone came over and they saw it sitting, you know, in the shed, and they were like, "Oh, that's such a cool old school potato digger."
Oh, and interesting.
I was like, "It's a what?" And they said, it's for digging up potatoes. It has all those holes in it, so you can just take a scoop of the dirt and all the dirt falls through, but the potatoes stay in the basket. Huh. That's what it's designed for. And I was like, "Oh, we've been throwing it in the pond, using it to catch frogs." And we quickly realized we were not using this tool for what it was designed for. Uh-huh. And then later we actually grew some potatoes and used it to dig them up, and it worked much better.
Nice.
For digging up potatoes. But the point of that story, and really the point of the story you were sharing, is that to have the best marriage, to have the best life that you can, you have to go to the one who designed it. You have to go to the one who wrote the instruction manual. You have to go to the source of life. And that's, of course, this going and doing things God's way.
Yeah, I call God the marriage maker.
Right.
And he's designed it and created it. He officiated the very first wedding. And it would only make sense, Pastor Aaron, that the maker of marriage knows how to put your marriage together.
Right.
Put your marriage back together.
Right. Come on.
And a lot of times, Pastor Aaron, we get stubborn, full of pride.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Especially men. We don't like reading instructions. We think we're smarter than.
Right.
And we just start to tackle life and a project, and it doesn't always go according to plan when we do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to say that maybe, just maybe, we should take some time and ask the marriage maker, "God, I want a better marriage."
Right.
"I want a great marriage, God."
Yeah.
"Tell me what to do." And he will. He
Amen.
Really will. Oh, it's been great to be with you today, everybody.
It's been awesome.
We'll be right back here.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.